So yeah, I'm here with Jacqueline, and that's probably one of the prettiest faces to get in a Formula 2. Jacqueline also is here doing something else today. Jack, tell us what you're doing.
Today I am promoting at the NEC, promoting the Bristol Formula 2s, letting people know exactly what it is that we race, whilst handing out little freebies for people to come and come to the stand. So yeah.
Obviously, you're looking at it here. I'm seeing her in a high heels and an orange cat suit type thing. And it's a little bit different from your usual race attire.
Yeah, I prefer having my overalls on because they're really, really comfy. But as you can tell, my heels have big laces on and I feel like I've got my racing boots on. So, like, I've still got to get a little bit of manliness. Even though I have got glittery nails on it right now, I do look quite girly. But I don't want that to falter what any of the guys think about me. I may be all glammed up now, but when I'm at racing, I mean business, so...
You scrub up well.
Oh, yeah. a lot of swarf ego.
Does wonders, that, doesn't it? Looking at it now, we're looking at season 2015. What's your plans for the Formula 2 this year?
Win a race. Do as well as I can.
Have you not won one yet?
No, I've come close. I've led God knows how many races, and I was leading a final once when I hit a bit of oil, went broadside, and then Spence got me on the last corner. But, I lead quite a few races and things, but there's always something that, like, seems to hinder me in the last lap. So, this year I'd like to get up to blue because at the minute I'm yellow. I tried to get back down to white, but I only lasted one meeting or something. I was back up to yellow again. So hopefully aim for blue or red top and do some winning, hopefully. Try and get into the world final, most possibly.
I'm looking just not too far away from here as a young lady. I say young, she's a bit older than you.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
It's Miss Sarah Bowden, who did get to blue top and did get in the world final. So she remains the only lady to get into a world final. Obviously, that looks like an achievement that you're going to do. Are you going to do all the qualifying rounds this year?
I'm going to try and do as many as I can, funds permitting, because obviously we're budget racers. We build the engines ourselves and the cars ourselves and everything. So it's like we're on a very, very tight budget. So I'm going to try and do as much as I can. But obviously hope for the best and hope to get into the world final. But obviously Sarah's the one to beat at the minute, and she's fantastic, isn't she? I mean, like, it's a high post to get to, you know what I mean? But hopefully I will get there one day. And with the semi and the world being on Hendersfield and Skegness.
Skegness for the semi-final, Hendersfield for the world.
Yeah, and I love Skegness, as you know. Like, I race at Skegness all the time because we've got a caravan just down the road. Down the road, sorry. That was broad.
Down the road.
Down the road.
Down road.
And so I've got a caravan just down the road. And so we go to Skegness quite a lot. And Hendersfield, I actually really like Hendersfield. I've only ever raced there once in my mini stock. But it's a really nice track and it's quite an open track. So hopefully, you know, it'll give me a little bit of an edge if I can get there. So we'll hope for the best with Skegness.
Might see you down at Cornwall and a bit in the southwest as well.
Yeah, I love Taunton. Oh my God, it's such a crazy track. It's like it's got like so much traction, but you don't expect it, and like it's just like a balls out track, innit? You just got to race your little heart out.
So Jacqueline S likes going balls out at Taunton.
Yeah, some people say I've got more balls than most guys, but you know what I mean. I love Taunton, and we raced at Bristol and Taunton, and Bristol's a bit like a roller coaster. Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, if we get the funds for the fuel and stuff, it's basically diesel money and stuff that we're trying, that hinders us at the minute, but obviously I'm saving up and stuff over Christmas, as you can save up for Christmas.
And of course you're working hard.
Oh, I'm working very hard, doing some promotional work to try and get some more money together to be able to do these meetings, but I'm hoping to get down south and travel the country a lot more.
So, one final thing.
Yes.
If all you girls had a race,
yes,
who do you think would win?
All the girls.
They're currently racing Formula 2.
Oh, that's so hard. You can't ask me that. That's horrible.
Who are you going to put in the fence first?
Oh, my God. No, currently, the fastest girl that I have seen race myself so far, who has had an impressive season so far, is Courtney Finnegan. She is rapid. And then there's obviously Holly Glenn, who's an amazing driver, same as us budget racers. And then there's Emma Mellis, who, same as us, she travels a lot and she gets about. So, like, it's basically all of us. And then there's Laura Dawson as well, who's Yeah, she's doing extremely well.
A boyfriend and brother know a fair bit, don't they?
Oh, yeah, like, boyfriend being the world champ and, like, brother being...
Cowden Beef, obviously the master of Cowden Beef and Crimmins.
Yeah, I know. But I don't think... I don't think I could fancy any of them, but obviously, if it came to the time where you had to, you know, you've got to do what you've got to do. There's no mates past the gates. But at this moment in time, the quickest, as I can see, is Courtney Finnegan.
Okay, just one more question. Obviously, you're doing circuit racing.
Yeah,
done a bit of circuit racing. Yeah. Is that still on the cards?
Yes. I'm going to be driving a bit of an aerial atom later on this year. And I've got... I've got to go see somebody later on regarding some more circuit racing, but it's a bit hush-hush at the minute. I may be doing some travelling down to London, which I may be doing some drifting and some rallycross. So there's a lot on the books at the minute. So, like, watch this space.
Busy year for Jacqueline Ellis. Jax, thank you.
Thank you.